What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. It's hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And getting on back to this idea, certainly the entertainment industry is full of drug trafficking, but they're at the best middlemen, and certainly a lot of end users. And I saw a lot of that when I worked in Hollywood. It was almost impossible to get away from, in fact. But as far as the actual source bringing it on in, we have it from Gary Webb and Dark Alliance. We have it from Freeway, Ricky Ross himself. We have it from all kinds of sources that, yes, the biggest drug smuggler in the country is the country, and it's well documented. And like I said, Mel Gibson even made a movie about it called Air America. Out of what the CIA and their proprietary airline Air America were doing during Vietnam, where they were running guns into these other countries we weren't supposed to actually be at war with, and bringing drugs back, opium, primarily from a guy by the name of Kunsa. And the opium was then processed into heroin, and it was smuggled back into the United States of America, at least in part, inside the body bags of our dead Vietnamese Vietnam War soldiers. And Hawaii was a major transshipment point, and there's a lot of people on this island who still remember how that drug corruption just completely reshaped our politics. So, moving on here from that, Maxine Waters, you know, let's be inclusive. Let's all be inclusive. Now she's talking about a new political party for blacks only. Because those white people are just wrecking everything for us. So now she's advocating racially based political parties. Now, again, I want to emphasize there has been absolutely no proof that Russia had any influence on last year's election. As I reported in the last hour, all of the ongoing investigations are finding that the election fraud was all domestic and favored Hillary Clinton. There was no influence by Russia to throw the election to Donald Trump. Donald Trump won because the old American voters just could not stand Hillary Clinton and voted in numbers large enough to overwhelm the election fraud. And that's why they're so upset. They cheated fair and square, and they still lost. They're not happy about that at all. So what happens if you put out a lie for which there's absolutely no proof? You start mandating that kids learn it as an unquestionable fact. And apparently out in California, State Senator Mark Levine is promoting a bill that will compel all of the schools in California to teach kids that Russia hacked the 2016 election. Just like if you were to read a history textbook in pretty much any State of the Union, and it will tell you that John F. Kennedy was killed by Lee Harvey Oswald acting all by himself. Which is one of the reasons why I say in this day and age of Saddam's nukes and Assad's sarin gas and torpedoes in the Gulf of Tonkin and all the rest of it, prudence demands we all go back and re-examine carefully absolutely everything we've ever been taught by those state-controlled schools and the corporate media, because most of it is crud. We, the American people, are the most lied to people on the face of the earth. We need to recognize it, we need to acknowledge it, and we need to stand up and be angry about it. Because no place in that Constitution is the government and the media authorized to lie to us. And the 10th Amendment prohibits the government from just saying, well, I think I need to do this. And yeah, all governments want to lie to their people. All governments have lied to their people throughout history, all the way back to Ramses the Great lying to his own people about his victory over the Hittites. Spoiler alert, he lost. But it doesn't mean we have to like it or accept it. when you are living under a government and a media that is lying to you about everything, you cannot really know what's going on in the world. They're trying to craft an illusion to scare the heck out of you about North Korea, as Brian Williams admitted on MSNBC last night, to control what you are thinking, as Mika Brzezinski admitted on the air on MSNBC last February. That's their job. There's a wonderful song out there, and I think I'm going to try on the next commercial break to find the video and post it. It's by Jackson Browne. It's called Lives in the Balance. It was actually used as music for the original Miami Vice TV show. They did an episode called, I think it was Stone's War, where they're actually talking about CIA gun and drug running down to Central America. I mean, they were very courageous. It's probably why they were taken off the air. And they even had G. Gordon Liddy acting in this episode, talking about how they were running guns down to the Contras, and he had this string of dried Sandinista ears that he was showing people. So the song was called Lives in the Balance. I'm going to see if I can go ahead and put that up over the next commercial break. We're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. So let's get on over to the war zones, emphasis on the plural. Obviously, a lot more is going on in a lot more regions of the world than simply North Korea. Apparently, the U.S.-led coalition has struck pro-government forces in the border area. And again, we're seeing this issue where the U.S. is out there trying to say, well, we're there to get ISIS and Al-Qaeda. And then they hit everything but trying to do the same thing now in the Philippines, doing it in Afghanistan. Oh, my goodness. ISIS is now in Afghanistan. We have to stay in there. 16 years. Yeah. We can easily go twice as long. You know, it's kind of interesting to realize that kids who are just this year going into high school are younger than the war in Afghanistan. And what have we really accomplished over there except an oil pipeline right of way and tons of opium? Not a whole heck of a lot else. Meanwhile, the Syrian member of parliament is saying that the U.S. presence in Syria is no liberation. And he points to the fact that the U.S. coalition laid waste to Raqqa. And the Syrian government is accusing the United States of America of waging a war against the civilians instead of terrorists. Yeah, you just figured that out now, huh? Article coming out of the original antiwar.com, Western government still eyeing the Libyan prize. Basically pointing out how it's now been more than 6 years since the U.S. went on in and killed Gaddafi, took the gold for the gold dinar, returned them to the slavery of a private central bank, and the fight still goes on by the Libyan people who do not want to live under foreign puppet rule. 6 years there. Now, here's an interesting little story. As you know, up in Afghanistan, there was an unpleasant incident where Staff Sergeant Robert Bales, now back in 2013, he was convicted of killing 16 Afghans in the worst U.S. military massacre since Vietnam. And apparently, these were attacks on civilians. He was accused of shooting, stabbing, and even setting fire to sleeping villagers, and this horrific attack that really made the U.S. look bad to the Afghanis, as if there was any lower we could actually sink there. Well, apparently, he's facing the trial, and he's blaming it on the malaria drug. Ooh, I didn't mean to kill all those people, and yes, that's what basic training is all about, teaching you how to kill without remorse, but it's all the fault of mefloquine, known by the brand name Larium. They gave me the Larium for malaria, and I just went wacko. Now, if they accept that defense, then it opens the door to all these other potential defenses by people accused of violence who are saying it was the antidepressants who made me do it. And it also underscores that a lot of these medications that are being put out there, they do have a psychological component which is simply not being evaluated. We're seeing it more and more. I was watching TV the other night, and these commercials were coming on about some new medication that makes your nose shrink or something. I don't really know, but I noticed at the very end where they're having the disclaimers, the very fast voice going on, saying this drug can cause serious depression. And they even included suicidal thoughts. Ooh, wonderful medication. I'm going to run right down to my doctor and demand my prescription for whatever the heck this stuff was. Now, it looks like the United States has devised a policy for going after Erdogan. We are seeing this story over in the Express. Oh, my goodness. Erdogan is attempting to get hold of a nuclear weapon. Here we go again. Yes, he's got nuclear weapons. We have to invade. Saddam has nuclear weapons. Iran has nuclear weapons. North Korea really does have nuclear weapons. I will grant you that one. But again, they also have a right to defend themselves from the United States. And look at the last 16 years. What is the one difference between the nations the United States is invading and conquering and the nations the United States is leaving alone? The United States is leaving alone those countries that have a nuclear deterrent. Now, down in Israel, they're getting ready to start buying new artillery cannons produced by a local defense company, Elbit, rather than the usual German firm. And it isn't that Elbit is producing a superior or a less expensive weapon, but apparently Israel is concerned that Germany will contractually restrict the cannons from being used to fire cluster munitions. Now, the use of cluster bombs is banned by an international treaty signed by more than 100 companies, including Germany, because these are weapons that cause huge damage to civilians and civilian infrastructure. And obviously, Israel wants to use them for that purpose, and so has changed providers for the artillery pieces here. Now, there's an article over in the American Conservative on the sly effort to criminalize the boycott divestment movement in the United States. And yes, we're seeing it. We're seeing efforts to censor speech critical of Israel, anything sympathetic or supportive of the Palestinians, anything that talks about the violations of international law. They're just trying to shut it all down any way they can. Now, to her credit, Elizabeth Warren, even while she is pro-Israel, has come on out against this anti-boycott act, saying that this violates our most basic constitutional rights. And she's correct. Unfortunately, she's standing alone, almost alone, in a body of members of Congress who are perfectly willing to shred that Bill of Rights to please their masters in Tel Aviv. Now, you look at all of this and you realize this is what it's like to live under a puppet ruler. No matter how hard you work, you will be kept poor because all the wealth is stripped away and sent off to this other country. And whatever this foreign country does is okay. The laws are there to protect it, and its lackeys in this country, and they can do no wrong. And then you'll begin to understand why so many of the people in all these other countries being conquered by the United States are fighting back so hard. Because for many of them, like Iran, they know what it's like. They remember what life was like under the Shah. The people of Chile remember what life was like under Pinochet. They're never going to go back there ever again. And they're probably wondering what is wrong with us Americans that we're putting up with all this nonsense. I think a big part of it is the boil the frog analogy, which, by the way, I don't know if that's really true or not, and obviously Mythbusters never took that one on. But the idea is that if you drop a frog into already boiling water, it'll immediately hop out. But if you put the frog in comfortable water and slowly heat it to boiling, the frog will just sit there. Well, the reality is we've been living under puppet rule since before most of you listening to this show were even born. It's what you're used to. You're constantly being told by corporate media, by the state-controlled schools, yeah, this is what it's supposed to be. This is what life is supposed to be like under a constitutional republic with a democratically elected leadership. You are free, you are free, you are free. Make sure you send more money to Israel and don't say anything bad about them. You are free, you are free, you are free. It's what a lot of Americans have known all their lives. They don't understand that they are actually being oppressed. We're so conditioned to be making sure that we are not discriminating against other groups that we don't see that we ourselves are being discriminated against. Or if we do, we dare not mention it. Now, Human Rights Watch is looking at this issue where Israel has simply stripped 15,000 Palestinians who've lived in Jerusalem all their lives, born there, grew up there, and Israel just strips their citizenship and kicks them on out, and Human Rights Watch is saying, basically, this is a war crime. And the reality is, there's clearly one set of rules in operation for the Jews and another for the Palestinians. And taking away their right to live in the city of their birth and throwing them on the other side of one of those walls, it's a crime against humanity. Now, as you know, over this last weekend, Ernst Zundel passed away. And Ernst Zundel is a major icon in the truth movement. And the other day I misspoke. It was at his trial in Canada where the judge literally said, I don't care if everything you're saying is true, it is still against the law to say it. Which tells you that the legal system is not about truth. It's about force. It's about coercion. You will believe as we tell you to believe. You will think as we tell you to think. This is coming out of Canada. Now, there have been a lot of testimonials, look-backs, repeats of interviews with Ernst Zundel. And not everybody's being gracious about it. In fact, over at the Toronto Star, the Toronto Sun, Canada's largest newspaper, there was a column written by Mark Bonakowski. Mark Bonakowski. Yeah, that's it. I got it right. Mark Bonakowski. Which illustrates just how petty and vicious and vindictive the defenders of the Orthodox story of the Holocaust can be. And this guy just rants and rants on about how Ernst Zundel should not have died quickly and quietly. He deserved a long, agonizing, painful death. They still want their pound of flesh from Zundel for daring to question their revealed wisdom, as it were. All righty, we're coming up on a commercial break. We have a couple of callers. I'm going to get to the callers back from the commercial break. Meanwhile, down in the Philippines National Democratic Front is saying that the CIA is working to overthrow Duterte. Yeah, we kind of saw all the symptoms, especially when ISIS showed up. We knew that was what was going to be in the works. And isn't it amazing what really sparked all this? When Duterte took a strong stand against the drug dealers in his country, the illegal drug dealers, and Obama went down there and said, don't you dare do that, and literally destroyed the good relationship between the Philippines and the United States over this issue about whether or not drug dealers ought to be dealt with. And so now ISIS is there and the U.S. is threatening airstrikes. We'll be right back after these commercials. folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Now, yesterday I commented on this story where Israel was claiming that a single rocket had flown out of Gaza over to Israel and hit an empty lot. Damage, zero. Injuries, zero. Deaths, zero. Always the same way. These rockets never hit anything of any value whatsoever. And I commented yesterday, well, Netanyahu, who is desperate for any distraction from his corruption indictment, is going to start bombing Gaza. And sure enough, they are. Let's put up an article of photos. Go on in and just blow the place up again. This is a repeating pattern. Every time Netanyahu gets in political trouble or there's too much heat on what Israel is doing, get some agent provocateur to fire one of these little bottle rockets over the fence. Ooh, we got to go in and punish Hamas. On and on and on. All right, we're going to start taking phone calls here. Chris in St. Petersburg, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, well, Michael, there's a really good article that states some of the same information spread across the web on how we helped arm North Korea with nuclear weapons. It's entitled, Why Did the CIA Resist the Arrest of Abdul Qadir Khan, A.Q. Khan, by Dr. Ludwig de Breckler, Canada Free Press, March 23rd, 2006. In a quick excerpt, it says, Ruud Lubbers, a former Dutch prime minister, revealed in August 2005 that the Netherlands was prepared to arrest Abdul Qadir Khan 30 years ago. Dutch authorities came close to arresting him twice, first in 1975 and later in 1986, but the CIA requested that they let him act freely, presumably to trace his connections. Quote, the man was followed for almost 10 years, and obviously he was a serious problem, but again, I was told that the Secret Services could handle it more effectively, end quote, Lover said. Quote, the Hague did not have the final say in the matter. Washington did, end quote. So, of course, he goes on and passes on nuclear technology to North Korea, as Rumsfeld in 94 during the Clinton administration did, as he sat on the board of directors
yes.
for AB Swiss Company, and provided equipment and services for two nuclear power stations, low-enriched uranium that could possibly be used for a dirty bomb. And despite that, Rumsfeld said he didn't know about that deal. Then the spokesman for ABB, Wolfram Eberhardt, said that Rumsfeld was, quote, was at nearly all the board meetings, end quote, during his decade-long involvement with ABB. And speaking of Israel, why don't we just arm Israel and Gaza, and the Palestinians with laser missile defense systems that would quite effectively and only defensively neutralize the threat from each other? Then we wouldn't have an excuse, that neither party would have an excuse to complain about the other.
Well, Israel's always going to complain about the Palestinians. That's their nature. They dream of Eretz Israel from the Nile to the Euphrates, and they're just looking for a way to sell that to the rest of the world. Also, if you're talking about a laser weapon that's capable of shooting down a drone or an aircraft, there's no way to prevent it from being used against, for example, a human being. So it's a cute idea, but technically not really feasible. A.Q. Khan himself obviously was a protected asset, was obviously working for CIA or somebody close to CIA. And we know there's a lot of this idea where supposed terrorist masterminds ultimately turn out to be working for an intelligence agency. And I'm trying to remember the big bad Palestinian Abu Nidal, who went on out there and he threw guys in wheelchairs off of cruise ships and all the rest of it. And ultimately it turned out he was actually working for Israel to carry out all these terror attacks to blame on Palestine, to give them such a bad image in the world that Israel would not meet any serious political resistance stealing Palestine away from them.
Right. Yep. Always double, triple agents serving the New World Disorder.
Yes,
absolutely. All right. Well,
absolutely.
Thank you very much. Hope you have a great day.
All right. Same to you. And we're coming up on another commercial break, so I'm going to leave this next phone call off until after we come back from these commercials here. When we come back, we're going to be talking about the economy, and there's a lot of interesting developments out there as well. So we're going to take a break. We're going to sell some products. And we'll be back with a phone call and the economy after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And let's go ahead and take some phone calls here. Peter in Los Angeles, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Heard speaking on the article. It's in the American Conservative, the sly effort to criminalize the BDS movement in the United States by Israel to basically take away our First Amendment rights. By the way, I commented on that. I'm in the comment thing on that. But Michael, I just called up my senator, who is Feinstein, and my congressman, Karen Bass, who is both are Democrats, both are female. Karen Bass is a black Democrat female from basically Hancock Park, Los Angeles. And Karen Bass, I asked where she stood, and her office is not giving out where if she stands on. She's not a sponsor, but that just means she's too smart, really, to sponsor. Doesn't mean she won't vote for it. She's not opposing it. That's the important thing, which she should be, because she took an oath to preserve the Constitution. Feinstein has not come out. They say she's not a sponsor. But you know what? Her husband, Mike, is the guy who was on the board, UC Board of Regents for University of California, Berkeley, UCLA, all the UCs. And he tried to make criticism. He tried to change the definition of anti-Semitic to include any criticism of Israel. I mean, this is a real country that drops real bombs and kills real people, imprisons mm-hmm. real people, gets us into real wars, and yet he wanted to criminalize it throughout the UC system so that a professor, you know, if they were critical of Israel, they could lose their job, lose their tenure. A student who did it might get expelled, so on and so forth. So when Feinstein's office tells me, well, she hasn't come out with it, that doesn't mean a whole lot to me other than the fact that she's going to vote for it. But the point of the matter is that we're on attack on all fronts from these guys who are
yes.
more than willing to take away our rights for freedom of speech of 300 million Americans for their own selfish tribal reasons. And my comment was in that article is they own us. They don't care about us. I can't think of a precedent in history where that's ever happened before. Less than 2% of the population has the power and has the will to actually take away what we look at as God-given rights from the majority, and has the power to do it. I said basically they own us, and I said, you know, the Yiddish term for non-Jews is goyim, which
yes.
you know means cattle or livestock. And my closing comment on that thing was, can you say moo? Say moo, everybody. You know, get used to it, because that's exactly what we are to them.
Well, I don't speak cow, so I'm afraid I'm going to have to disappoint you on that one. Israel is very good at co-opting groups within the United States to support their agenda. One good example would be the Christian Zionists, who have been absolutely convinced that modern-day Israel is the direct descendant of the Hebrews they read about in the Bible, and therefore to go against Israel is to go against God. And Israel has really exploited them, very much so. The other area where Israel has an advantage is it isn't just Israel that wants to take away our right to freedom of speech. Liberals in general, while they'll certainly champion freedom of speech for themselves, they openly try and take it away from other people. Those who question human-caused global warming, for example. And we're seeing attacks on freedom of speech for purely commercial reasons here, shutting down criticisms of vaccination, questions about GMO safety. It's all being done to basically accelerate the descent of the United States of America into this fascist economic dictatorship where nobody's allowed to question the products you are being forced to buy.
Well, I can't disagree with you on that, but let me point out that all the conservative speakers who were not or have not been allowed or have been disrupted at UC Berkeley, another UC under Feinbaum's husband, or when Michael Oren, the ex-ambassador from Israel to the United States, went on to UC Irvine, another UC, and Palestinian people protested, they were expelled. They were expelled from school. And I would tell you that you're right. The liberals don't like freedom of speech. But you know what? They can't get a lot of traction, Michael, but they can with the Jews, who have all this money and will shell it out. Sheldon Adelson, Haim Saban, Arnon Milchan, the nuclear spy mm-hmm. that produces our
yep.
movies. Michael Bloomberg, we can go on and on and on and on and on here. And they're willing to shell out the money. The New York Times isn't going to say anything about Israel taking away our rights. Matter of fact, they'll shill for them. So will the Washington Post. So will MSNBC and CNBC. NBC, CNN, they'll all shill for them.
Yes.
Only they have the clout to make this happen, really. So.
Well, this is what it's like living under puppet rule, puppet foreign rule. And, you know, the people of Chile didn't like it. The people of Iran didn't like it. The people of Iraq didn't like it. The people of Afghanistan don't like it. People of Libya don't like it. Why should we be any more comfortable with it? And the answer is we shouldn't. We should be just as angry as they are.
Well, Mike, I just have one. Please call your congressman. If they say, well, they haven't taken a position on it, remember that their oath of office is to preserve and protect the Constitution. And just because they haven't sponsored it or they're not coming out and saying it, they should be on top of the barricade screaming, you can't do this to us. I've taken an oath to protect the Constitution, to protect your First Amendment rights. Do not allow the congressman to weasel out of that. Call them up for what it's worth.
Well, if by some insanity Congress passes this bill with a veto-proof majority, and at this point I don't even know if I could count on Donald Trump to try a veto anyway, it's going to have to go to a Supreme Court test. And we're going to have to begin with somebody saying, I cite Marbury versus Madison. I'm not going to obey this law. It is repugnant to the Constitution, and hence, under Marbury versus Madison, it is null and void. And I'm going to criticize Israel for the things that Israel is doing. And that's just it. And then they'll say, oh, you're in violation of law. Okay, let's take up a collection for legal fees, and let's take this all the way to the Supreme Court.
Yeah, but, Mike, the Supreme Court can refuse to hear that. And the Supreme Court is perilously close to a Jewish majority. So.
Well, at that point, I guess the shooting would start in the streets, and I wouldn't be able to stop it.
Well, that's just the reality, though, Mike. But please do not allow your congresspeople to weasel out by saying they haven't taken a position on it. It's their primary duty to take a position on this, and they should be screaming at the top of their lungs.
Absolutely. You know, but again, we've got midterm elections next year, and they're already kissing APAC gluteus maximus right now.
How is Tulsi Gabbard? Where does she stand on this, Mike? Do you know?
I actually do not know, and for some reason, I'm not able to get a communication back from her office. I've sent messages. Friends have sent messages on my behalf, but for some reason, I'm on Tulsi's do not contact list, so I don't really know. She's got a website, and you can visit it and take a look at it. I mean, overall, I've been admiring this lady, but she did, in fact, vote for the Russian sanctions, which I thought was very reckless to do, especially since her district is here in Hawaii, which is at risk if this thing goes to a hot war.
Yeah, I do take my hat off to Gillen from New York, who really showed some courage in standing up against this. But there's damn few that have. I can't think of anybody else other than Gillen that I'm sure stood up against this.
Well, Elizabeth Warren has. And she's pro-Israel, and she says she thinks BDS is bad, but this bill is obviously an attack on our most cherished constitutional rights, and therefore she cannot support it.
They all should be saying that, Mike. I know you got other calls. Thanks very much, Guy.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go here, and in point of fact, at this moment, we do not have other calls, but the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Okay, let's talk about the economic news here right now. Financial expert Tom Cloud has issued a gold buy alert. Now, he's been in business for 41 years. He doesn't often do this. Most of his advisories are in paper equities, but every once in a while, he will say, now's the time to buy gold, and he's saying it right now. And maybe that is the reason why Russia is accelerating their buying of physical gold. And apparently, last month, Russia's central bank purchased 9 tons of gold. And analysts are saying that this is in response to the Western sanctions. And it's because Russia and the rest of BRICS are rushing to develop an international trading banking system which will not use the U.S. dollar. And so both Russia and China are trying to solidify and fortify their currencies, at least partly in gold, so that other nations will be perfectly comfortable accepting them as a cross-border currency if they do not have a direct currency exchange agreement with the other members. Now, at this point in time, with global instantaneous electronic transfer of wealth and verification, the idea of a global currency or even a transnational currency, it is obsolete. But the U.S. government is desperate to hold the world underneath the U.S. dollar because without it, the U.S. economy is finished. We've let our manufacturing decay. There was a time right after the end of World War II where Made in America meant the best quality, reliability, made in China or made in Japan meant the cheap stuff. Now it's completely reversed. People go to Asia to get quality manufacturing. They go to Europe to get quality cars. American products are seen as faulty, flawed, too expensive, and nobody wants our GMO agriculture. The only thing still feeding Wall Street is all these nations forced to use the U.S. dollar for cross-border trade and banking and the buying of natural resources. They have to come to the U.S. to either borrow those paper notes at interest or trade us real manufactured goods and agricultural produce for these boxes of ink and paper, from which they can then go on out and do their business. If they stop doing that, it's over. It is really over, and more countries are definitely moving away from the dollar. Not just because it's unreliable, not just because there's really nothing backing it except the future slave labor of the American people, and there aren't enough Americans, not enough American jobs, to ever redeem all those treasury bonds. It's because the U.S. dollar has become the symbol of America's imperial arrogance. And so people really are moving away from that. Now, yet another financial analyst, Howard Marks, has come on out saying be very, very careful about catching Bitcoin fever. And he's saying the cryptocurrency craze, it's climbing to new heights, but you got to be careful. Bitcoins are not real. And the whole system is starting to look like a pyramid scheme. Now, it's sold on the idea that it's innovative, but the cryptocurrency is hardly a guarantee of financial security. It is as risky as a Federal Reserve note, because like the Federal Reserve note, they're backed by nothing but a promise of value. And cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin are similarly questionable because they don't technically exist. Now, if you're getting caught up in this fever and you're seeing the numbers go up and the numbers go up and the numbers go up, you need to take a deep breath, step back, and you need to go back to your history books about events like Tulip Mania or the Great South Seas Company. There have been these amazing bubbles that were just fueled by enthusiasm for what sounded like a really good idea, and they turned out to be epic disasters. In fact, somewhere around here, I've got a book called... Beliefs and Superstitions of the Masses or something along that line, and it has about eight of these different incidents throughout history going back hundreds of years where all of a sudden something will take off and it becomes a speculative bubble and it will just look like it's amazing and there's no top and then it implodes. And Tulip Mania is that classic pattern. Unfortunately, Bitcoin is starting to look very tulipish to me right now. Another article, this one coming out of 12160, how the BRICS countries are striking a fatal blow on U.S. dollar supremacy. And again, adding more sanctions onto these countries only accelerated the process of these countries moving away from the United States, moving away from the U.S. dollar, becoming more reliant on each other, and distancing themselves from the U.S.-centric financial system. And BRICS has been talking a long time about an alternative global financial system that is not centered on the U.S. dollar. And that's a big reason why the U.S. is all of a sudden hostile to Brazil, to Russia, to India, to China, to all these countries who've signed on to BRICS. Notice how they've all moved on over to the U.S. government's special high interest targets list. It's all about the money. It's all about keeping the world under Bretton Woods. It's about keeping the world enslaved and subservient to the U.S. dollar, and the world doesn't want to do that anymore. They don't trust the U.S. dollar because they do not trust the United States government. Up in Canada, they've been going through a real estate bubble up there as well, and according to this article, it's coming out of Investment Watch blog, their housing market, their entire housing market, is on the verge of a collapse. Now, for those who are trying to buy a house, that'll be a good thing. For those who are already in homes with mortgages, it will be a disaster. boom and bust, boom and bust. Doesn't happen by accident. It's an artificially created heartbeat by the money junkies to slowly, by cycle, pump the real wealth out of the pockets of the people and into the pockets of the money junkies. And it's all about the numbers. It's all about having more zeros after my name than anybody else in the world. So the economy has become weaponized, if you will, against ordinary people. Certainly that's true with the concept of a private central bank. It does not exist to serve the community, the nation, and its people. It exists to serve itself at the expense of the community, the nation, and its people. And they're allowed to do so because of politicians who would sell their own mother for a dollar. We'll be right back after these few words.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really
happened? And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Now, on previous programs, we've been talking about the disparity between the cost of America's healthcare program and its actual efficacy, pointing out that the United States, ever since Richard Nixon signed the Health Maintenance Organization Act, we now have the most expensive medical care of any nation on earth by a huge, huge margin, and yet it is the worst in quality and efficacy of all the developed countries. I think it ranks 39th against the entire world. There were a couple of years there where Cuba was ranked higher than the United States. And as a matter of fact, the more we are being forced to vaccinate, the more we are put onto these prescription medications, the reality is that life expectancy in the United States has started to decline. We're dying younger and younger. And actually, corporations think that's a good thing because they're saving billions of dollars on their pension plans or retirement plans. They're all aiming for a new model. You will work, 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 work until you die, and that's it. No more retirements. Retirement, what a waste. We just let you sit there living off the money that you made during your life instead of us taking that money and reinvesting it into more profitable ventures here. Now, right now, according to this article over in governmentslaves.com, more and more Americans are being forced to take a second job just to make ends meet. Does it look like we have a healthy economy? Does it look like the economy has recovered from the recession? I'm still thinking about that lady who works for Facebook, has a job, and is still being forced to live in her car because of the high rental rates in Silicon Valley, the high payments on her student loans. She went to college, did the right thing, played the game the way she was supposed to, and she's still living in her car. Does it look like a healthy economy to you? Wonderful economy for the people at the top. For the Soroses and Gates and all those people, the economy is great. It just heaps all kinds of wealth and glory on them. For ordinary people, no, it really isn't. By the way, speaking of Facebook, for some reason, the Facebook servers are being used to deliver much of the denial of service attacks we're experiencing at What Really Happened Today. I'm sure it's just a coincidence, really. I'm sure. Absolutely. Turning over to the issues of immigration, apparently migrants and refugees have tried to breach the British border 17,000 times so far this year by jumping on British-bound trucks and trains going through the Channel Tunnel. And apparently the demolition of the Calais jungle 9 months ago has not slowed this one tiny bit. We'll be right back after station identification.
Let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. and Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.